Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Today's episode is a reminder to be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself when you are in those in-between places. Be kind to yourself in those moments where you've chosen to leave old things behind, but you haven't quite started that new chapter yet. In the same way you might experience excitement about moving forward, you might also experience grief or have questions about the future. And you might not be here in this state forever, but you must still give yourself time to adjust here. Let this be a space of fully being in that caterpillar state. Let yourself welcome the transformation that's happening here, even if it's slow. You might be waiting to get to that next place, but in the meantime, where you are is such an important part of your growth. Don't be so hard on yourself. It is perfectly natural to have in-between stages in your life. You're not in the wrong just because it's taking time to transition. You might feel like the in-between is pushing you to the edges of your patience, but maybe you're just at the edge of one chapter, preparing to enter a new one, a new chapter that hasn't been revealed to you yet, but at the same time, it is so close. So be kind to yourself, knowing that what you're learning here is preparing you for what's to come. You're still allowed to take action here. You're free to do good things for others without worrying about the outcome. You're free to do good things for yourself just for the sake of enjoying them. Let yourself draft out a whole list of plans and then edit them the next day. Let yourself create an entire library of dreams and keep working toward them. Or just let this be a practice of looking ahead with hope that helps you in other areas of your life. There is no rule for exactly how someone must be present to the in-betweens. Some people will busy themselves here with new curiosities and projects, and some will use this time to rest and not do very much at all. Some may shift back and forth, and that's okay. There are a lot of expectations on you as a human being on how you should be present to this life, but this in-between space doesn't have to be one of those places. Right here, right now, you are free to come alive in the in-betweens, letting each day be what it needs to be. It's time to discover who you are and what kind of life you can live when you're not rushed to get to the next thing. Let yourself be present right here in the in-between. And whether you feel compelled to try new things or simply rest, or you're somewhere in the middle, grace will meet you here. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Have you ever felt like you were in some in-between and you had to learn how to let go? What did you learn in that space? And if you're in that space now, what are you learning? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.